and sent a message to Discord, but it said Geeky Gay is streaming.
Yeah, this is not. This is not Geeky Gay.
Well, the problem is I'm old. And I have to create a user ID for each show. And I forgot.
But I no, what you're saying is I'm not important enough.
No, you're important. I was just like, oh, I'll connect to the stream. And then I was like, ah, crap. I was going to create a user ID.
Let's see. Luke.
Should I create one and then rejoin and have it tweet again?
No.
Actually, it was interesting because for some reason it chose not to tweet last night. And those when Archer and I did the gangbang show, and it was one of those things where it's worked every other time except for that one time. And how do you diagnose like a one?
So how do you diagnose a what? Wait, I have to answer Auntie Scott first. Auntie Scott, so listening on Discord is going to give you the same experience as listening on the stream, other than there's no delay here. So what you're hearing, you're pretty much hearing us
faster.
You're hearing us almost live right now. So you're not, we don't have a weird 7 second delay or whatever.
There's no difference except for the delay.
So yeah. So that's really
anywhere you want.
So if you've already set up to listen here, then you might as well just stay here. So what was the question? I missed the question. What was the question?
There wasn't really a question. I was just saying defects that are random or only happen occasionally are very hard to debug.
Yes.
So
yes, they
the
are.
The fact that it has worked every other time except last night when Archer and I did gangbang. I could go through the logs, I suppose.
Was it just you and Archer?
It was.
So it wasn't a gangbang so much as, you know, just a fuck. I know your deeds, Adam. I know your deeds, that you were neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
Wow.
That's from Revelation 3:15.
That sounds a little bit sexual. You don't need to spit. You should always swallow.
That is from Revelations 3:15 through 17, Adam. I think the King James. Oh, wait, I can switch.
I guarantee you.
King James.
I guarantee you.
King James probably says, be ye hot or be ye cold. Let's see. I'm going to search for... I know you were excited. I wish you were cold or hot. No, it doesn't say be ye.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
I'm going to forget this password that I'm creating right now.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to the original King James version. Ah, there we go. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, that just seems really redundant. I will spew thee out of my mouth. So it wasn't spit, it was spew, Adam. King James wanted to spew.
Still kind of sexual.
So the problem with bumping up Adam's volume, Auntie Vera, is that I have him set here.
Although,
are you on original audio?
Ah, look. Listen to Mix Minus by clicking the link below.
Yeah. Are you?
Boom.
Are you? Do you have original audio set?
It's always set.
Okay. I was just
But if my volume's low, sometimes Zoom likes to.
Yeah. You can tell it to quit doing that.
Bump me down. Well, it's not set to automatically adjust, but sometimes, well, how about that? Is that better? Am I?
I feel like you were now you're distorting.
I'm going to peak.
Pull back.
If I talk loud, if I get
back,
excited.
Just pull back just a little.
If I get excited, what about that?
That's good.
A little bit more? No, that was good. Oh, whoop. I mean, I don't
know. That's
excited.
Good. That's good.
I don't get excited a lot, but if I do, I want to make sure it doesn't hurt anyone's eardrums.
Oh, wow.
So
one of the most common complaints on my podcast is, why can we hear you better than everyone else? We don't want to hear you, Daniel. We want to hear Scott and we want to hear Adam.
But
Although there was one episode of That Darn Elvis that the Scott's audio came to me just pretty much already like overmodulated, and I had to like put weird filters on it and everything. He sounded like a 1970s DJ where he was just like you know, like
downtown temperature in Los Angeles is a balmy 71 degrees. You're listening to KISS Raptor.
It'll be confusing for anyone who's watching Twitter because it literally tweeted, Geeky Gay is streaming now, and then 5 minutes later, Mix Minus is streaming now.
I would say that the first tweet probably drew people in, and then the second tweet sent them away.
No, because I'm on both.
I know, but they don't want to hear me.
No, I'll tell you what. When I was testing...
I didn't say your audio settings were different. I said when I got the file, it was overmodulated. I didn't.
When I was testing,
yes.
I live streamed Geeky Gay.
Yes, I know. I listened to Geeky Gay,
and you were the only one.
What do you mean I was the only one?
I mean, there was one listener every time I did.
Oh, no. So I wasn't. No, I didn't listen live. I said I listened. You mentioned it on Geeky Gay that you were streaming live.
So I had one listener. I had one listener, and that's how much people love Geeky Gay. They one person loves me. I don't know who it was.
Does it matter?
No. Well, yeah, because I want to. That's my favorite person. Whoever it was is now my. Oh, update. Daniel.
You've learned that it's called Stevia, not Stevia? Is that the update?
Is it Stevia?
We had this conversation, and literally as we were driving to Disney the other day, we were listening to Geeky Gay, and every time you said Stevia, which was many,
it seems like it should be Stevia.
This is how the podcast went as we were driving down the road. It's like, and then I put in some Stevia, into the thing, and then I really like Stevia. It was just like, it was both, we were doing it in unison. We were just repeating Stevia every time that you said it.
Who named it? Somebody named Steve?
It's a plant.
Was it someone named Steve?
Yeah, who's probably.
Like, I'm going to name this plant.
I would guess. Aren't most plants.
Stevia plant.
Right. Aren't most plants like, and aren't most scientific name, not most, but aren't some scientific names like a play on like, you know, oh, that was my child's name was Steve. So I called it the Aristocrobe Stevia or something like that. I'm looking it up on Wikipedia because I don't want to be accused of speaking out my ass, but Stevia is a plant. It is the Stevia rebolandiana.
See, now I'm having deja vu because we did have this conversation before.
We did.
But I honestly did not remember until you brought it up at all. Right. Someone asked me today. Oh, I know what's going on. So, you know how we were talking about the other day? I didn't know whether Maddie was alive or dead.
Yes. That was a fun conversation.
I got an email from him.
Oh,
he's alive.
So did he hear us asking if he was alive or dead? Is he a member of Level 13? He heard it on the pre-show. I heard it on the pre-show. Is that a good Maddie?
Well,
it's been so long since I heard Maddie. I don't know what he sounds like.
I don't know if I remember what he sounds like, but I can't do impressions, so I wouldn't even be able to do it.
That's not true. Every time you tell a story about mittens, you do a mittens impersonation.
I do not.
Oh, yes, you do.
I don't.
You do.
No.
You should go back and listen to some of your shows. It's funny. When you talk about mittens and certain things that he says.
Well, if I do, I'm sure it's not good.
It's not.
I'm sure it's not accurate. Well, there you go. I can't do impressions.
But you definitely do a different voice when you're just like, kind of just like, boyfie, I don't want it. Boyfie, I can't do it.
Well, he basically says he's trying to verify some information to get a credit report.
Okay.
And for some reason he thinks he needs my first apartment address here.
And your social? Is he like applying for credit in your name or something?
No. Oh. Well, he didn't ask for my social. I don't know. I hope he's not doing something like that. He didn't ask. Maybe he has it already.
Yeah, he probably wrote it down when you guys were together and then he just stumbled across it the other day.
I gave him the address of where I lived, but I didn't give him the apartment number because I don't remember it.
Okay.
And so He's like, what's the highway that runs through your town? And what's the address you lived in when I visited you? And I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, I guess it could. It might not even be him. Maybe he is dead. And someone is like taking over his email address and scamming me.
I think that's a long way to go.
You never know.
Yeah, well, all right. So they would have to know. They would have to know enough to know who you were.
True. In my defense to everyone who's listening to this, because you may not know the full story. I don't know if I should tell that on the live stream.
with the three people listening?
So, Maddie, the last time he emailed me, I'll just say this. The last time he emailed me, he said he thinks he has an aggressive form of prostate cancer and he thinks he's dying. And that was probably 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
So I didn't know if he was alive or dead. I didn't know if the prostate cancer had taken him. That was literally his last email.
Right. So the choices now are, is that someone took his email address.
Either he died and the ghost of Maddie passed I don't know. But I'll just assume that it's him and that he's alive. Because I'd looked for his Facebook account at one point and it still was there, I think, but there was nothing on it. Like nothing had been posted in forever. And so I thought, well, I don't know where else to look. I could just email him and say, hey, are you dead? But I didn't want to do that. Or, hey, are you alive might be better.
Hey, are you dead is not a question that you expect an answer to. Hey, are you still alive is one that would.
You know what? So Lamont in the chat room says, did you Google for an obituary? And I believe I must have brought that up. I must have brought it up on a before or after show because I feel like somebody recommended that to me. And I did. And I didn't find an obituary. So I thought, well, maybe he's not. Or maybe his parents just hated him so much that they didn't, you know, pay the money. Do you have to pay money to I think you do. Do newspapers just do that when someone dies? They just like put in a...
It depends on...
His family do not love the gay. They basically disowned him. So I don't know if it's still the same way. Maybe they've come around by now. But yeah.
He sweet talked him into it.
I don't know, maybe.
Because he was such a
he is so sweet.
Such a sweet guy. All right, I'm gonna move all these. Oh, I'm gonna archive all these cards here.
We have some stuff.
No, we don't. According to this Trello, we absolutely do not.
I was gonna put some stuff in there and then I forgot.
What was I? Oh, but I wanted to talk about.
You're probably typing the same things I'm about to type.
What? Oh, wait. Now it can be a game. We can. Are you caught up on WandaVision? Or are you just through last?
Where did
week?
The card go? Oh, it's there. I'm caught up. I watched
tonight.
I just watched tonight.
Oh, good, 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 good. Okay, good.
Tonight.
Good, good, good. All right.
There was something else I was going to bring up.
I'm curious. What you're thinking of it? We'll talk about it on the show. Okay, so WandaVision. We're going to talk about WandaVision and Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, I didn't label them. Sorry, I was trying to beat you. Because I thought you were going to put those same things in. Because you and I just texted about that 2 days ago.
I know.
And I thought, oh, that's going to be fresh on his mind. I bet that's what he's going to put.
I think I thought about it today, and I was just like, I wonder if you watched The Amazing Race. Because I know you were watching it, but then you're I like to binge it. And so then we couldn't talk about it week over week.
The Amazing Race is done.
I know. But I don't think we ever talked about, were you happy with who won? The gay couple. Oh.
Do you want to talk about that or do you want me to just tell you now?
I just want you to tell me now. So, I mean, nobody gives a shit about The Amazing Race. That was like 6 years ago.
Well, I'm okay with it because I felt like they played a really good game. But
maybe we did talk about it because I remember you and I vehemently disagreed on the whole alliance thing.
Did I have a strong opinion? I said I don't like alliances.
Right. Yeah, and I was defending them, and you were saying,
I don't remember it being vehemently.
You disagreed with me. That by definition makes it vehement.
Okay.
I hear all disagreements with me in my brain. I hear them as screaming and vehement disagreement. Like, if you go, it's a really nice day today, and if somebody's like saying like, oh, it's a bit cold, what I hear, it's cold, you ignorant moron. See, it's like, so yeah, that's what I hear in my brain.
Do you hear Auntie Scott in your head saying that when, you know, in your brain, or just
no, one of the reasons that Auntie Scott and I are such good friends is that he doesn't do the polite stuff. He just goes straight to the, it's cold, you fucking idiot. I mean, that's just what he says. So I don't have to interpret it.
No,
I appreciate that about him. It's a very direct form of communication. What was I looking for? I was looking for something. That lawsuit. I wanted to talk about that lawsuit.
I really don't have anything about my life to talk about, so I'll just leave it at television show talk for tonight. Because everything I've pretty much mentioned on Geeky Gay, I will just say on the before show, because I can repeat stuff here, because this is not really a show.
Oh, wait, so now you're discounting that? Yeah.
This isn't a show. This is just content. This is content. It's not like a show.
This isn't a show.
When I have podcasts that I subscribe to on Patreon and they have before and after show, usually they just put out a version of the episode that has top and tail included.
Yeah.
And, of course, we would have a four-hour episode if we did that. So, I mean, that wouldn't make much logistical sense.
It would. And it was here's the other thing was, is that then people would just download the level 13 version of it. And since it's free,
true,
unlike Patreon, then that would have pulled advertisers away from people consuming the, which it looks like we've lost our advertisement. Did you see that?
Did we?
Yeah, I don't think we have the Anchor advertisement anymore.
I haven't looked in a while, but you know, we made quite a bit of money. I can't buy another house or anything, but...
Yeah, no, I spent $97 today on an audio filter thing, so I was going to ask if I could just have the money. Let's see.
Sure.
No, there's no more sponsorships.
Okay.
We currently don't have a sponsorship.
If you want the money, you can have the money.
No, that's all right.
The only other thing was we talked about paying someone to do a...
Yeah, no, we should do it for sure.
We'll be right back or whatever.
I did pay...
Is it something to make me sound better?
That was the one that I used on the last show. Okay. It was the one that I was doing the 2-week trial on.
That did sound really good on the last show.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it did too. I did it on Elvis this week too.
I haven't listened to that yet.
You haven't listened to Elvis?
No, because I know, because you like to listen, but
I don't even know. I was looking at that today and it's like we have like maybe 5 minutes and on one side and 6 minutes on the other. It's like we didn't really have an extensive pre or post show.
Well, if there's nothing, then
something. I'll put it out. I got sidetracked.
I understand. I would never pressure you to release things in any sort of, you can release things in any manner that you want. I value our friendship and you just take your time. Whatever you would like to do is fine with me.
Well, apparently we can't do a show next week because you're getting your haircut.
Oh, that's right. Well, we could do it a different day if you wanted to. Did I mention that on Geeky Gay? I don't even remember what I talk about.
You did.
Or did I tell you?
No.
Yeah, I couldn't. I forgot to schedule a haircut.
No, I get that.
My haircuts are kind of emergencies, you know? It's not like everyone else's haircuts.
I don't know. I'll have to see what we're doing next week. If we're not doing if we're not doing something on that Saturday, then we can move it to Saturday.
Okay. Or Thursday, but I know we do late, so that doesn't work very well for work.
Oh, and then the whole thing I wanted to put on the Trello, I just completely forgot to put it on the Trello.
I mean, look at that. $50,000 we made in advertisements. That is that is a lot.
Oh, you're funny.
One of us could drop. I mean, one of us, not both of us, but one of us could quit our day job. Well, not really. 50,000. I don't get up in the morning for $50,000.
Wow. I can't be bothered. I don't like to take meetings after 5:01, even though I actually, you know what? I was thinking about that today. I was thinking about that today. Is this because your boss is scheduling things for later or is encourages that or whatnot? Because I know that one of the big rules back when I used to work at home, back when a lot of people didn't work at home, but you know, one of those big rules on like how to navigate working at home is definitely right at the top of the list is working at home does not mean that your home is your work. And there is very definitely, this is office time. And after this office time, I am not available. And there's a few articles kicking around right now about, you know, companies that are like, well, since everybody's now working at home, we can schedule extra meetings and stuff because, you know, what are they? They're not going anywhere. They're working at home. We're allowing them to work at home and the economy's, you know, unemployment's really high right now. So, you know, people aren't going to fight back and blah, blah, blah. So I was curious if it was.
No, neither one of these meetings were scheduled by my boss, but I mean, I don't have an abundance of after hours meetings, but the problem
is just enough to bitch about on Geeky Gay at least three times a week.
It's just annoyed me recently. Because I don't know why. It's just annoyed me recently for no apparent reason. But when I was in QA a long time ago, I was a QA lead and we had a lot of contractors that worked on the projects and I was the lead of the project. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I did was basically manage the vendors, basically tell them, you know, what to do and when to do it and how to do it and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of the vendors were offshore. So they were in India or the Philippines or wherever. And there was no rule that we had to take late meetings, but if you're a nice person, which I am, you try to at least alternate so that they're not always having to take really late meetings for you.
Right.
So we would do a late. So I used to do, and this is, you know, I was talking, so I haven't read.
Oh, Auntie Scott says, Adam doesn't need to worry about work because he'll be dead from all the rice and potatoes soon.
I didn't know about you. You probably haven't listened to today's episode.
No, I haven't listened to today's episode.
Well, breaking news. The rice in Arkansas, Texas, and Louisiana are probably the most lethal.
Whoa, well, there you go. I was going to say.
You know what? Something's going to kill you. And if it's going to be rice, bring it on. Bring it the hell on. I'm going to eat rice and drink Diet Mountain Dew.
Why? You just said the other day that cauliflower was a free food and you know that they sell cauliflower rice.
Actually, I don't like cauliflower rice. Although I will say this.
You can rice it yourself with a cheese grater.
I know, but it just tastes like cauliflower. If I want rice, I want rice. Cauliflower.
Then you have to cook it like rice.
It still tastes like cauliflower to me.
Okay.
But regardless, I will say cauliflower though. If biscuits weren't so many points, mm-hmm. which they are, so it's pointless. But if they weren't, if I wanted biscuits and gravy, I think I could make a pretty convincing gravy out of pureed cauliflower.
Oh. Okay.
Because when I make my cauliflower soup, depending on the thickness, depending on how much broth you add or water or whatever,
yeah.
you can get it to the consistency of gravy. And if you roast it, it tasted almost identical to a brown gravy. And you could also use beef broth instead of chicken broth.
Okay, but I would never put brown gravy on my biscuits.
I wouldn't either, but I'm just saying.
You put white gravy on your biscuits.
Well, no, 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 but I'm saying if you wanted brown gravy, you could do it with beef broth. And it would be like a brown gravy. If you wanted white gravy, then you could do it without. And you could probably add, we put a little sugar in our white gravy. I don't know if you do that, but my mom would always put a little bit of sugar in there.
I don't make gravy either white nor brown.
So I feel like I could make, not convincing, I mean, you'd probably know it isn't, but satisfying, that would give the same sort of feeling. But then I don't really want to have a biscuit. And if I'm going to have a biscuit, it's probably going to be on cheat day. And then I'm probably just going to have regular gravy.
Yeah.
But you could make gravy out of cauliflower. I even Googled it. And someone else said they did it.
I made some keto barbecue sauce the other night. Mustard barbecue sauce.
Oh. Is ketchup... Ketchup's not keto, right?
No. Tomato is basically a fruit, so it's pretty high in carbs.
Oh, look at that. Cyclone put a recipe in the chat room.
Oh, look at that. A Vitamix.
And not only does it probably use cauliflower, I haven't clicked the link yet. Oh, it is not a link. It's just an image. I'm assuming it was a cauliflower recipe.
Why? It says it's a Vitamix version of a basic white sauce.
See, I thought he was saying, here is someone else who's making cauliflower white sauce. And no, bonus, saying, they're using a Vitamix.
Right. He was just saying, look, you can make white sauce in your Vitamix. Have you bought that thing yet?
No, I haven't bought a Vitamix.
You're just still window shopping on the Vitamix.
Yeah. I also haven't bought an elliptical yet.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. You know that you're going to buy a Vitamix. I know that you're going to buy a Vitamix. Everyone that listens to the show knows that you will buy a Vitamix eventually. So just go ahead and do it, because it's not like we don't all know that you're going to do it.
I'm not avoiding it. I'm just not in a rush. Like, I want one at some point in my life, but it's not as if tomorrow there's a recipe that just has to have a Vitamix.
What are you talking about? There's one right there. This is just a basic white sauce that on a Vitamix. Now, what you can do is you can publish a recipe that's basic cauliflower white sauce, a Vitamix version. Mm. See, then you would get all that mad internet money from people reading your stuff.
I would. Maybe I could monetize.
They'll join Patreon just to get one recipe.
Does Medium allow you? Yeah. So Medium is kind of like the anchor of blogging, right?
I don't
know. So I could get a Medium account and start a blog and put it behind a Medium advertising wall or whatever they have. And then I could, you know, make money. I refuse. Well, I don't. I actually subscribed to the New York Times grudgingly, but any other newspaper.
It's a dollar a month. The New York Times is like literally just like a dollar a month.
No, I know. But any other online newspaper, if they put up that blocker and say, oh, you need to subscribe, I just move right along.
Yeah.
But more and more of them are doing it now. So
yeah, I take them out of my Google News. So you can tell Google News, don't include this newspaper in future searches. So once they start putting up paywalls, I pay for the New York Times and the Washington Post. And I feel like the newspapers should get their shit together and like make one monthly subscription for the digital versions of all of them and split their money or whatever. But this is like the over the top services, right? I'm not going to keep paying for all of them every month. I'm not going to pay for Viacom plus HBO Max plus Hulu plus this plus that plus what the new Discovery plus
I really want that the
Peacock and premium and stuff. So it's like, I'm not going to pay for all of those. I might pay for all of them individually at different points in time for a month or two, but I'm not going to pay every single month for every single one. And I feel that about newspapers there. I think you have spoken my piece. Thank you.
So I know this is just recreating cable television, but I really wish that there was a service where I could go in and I could say, I want Discovery Plus, I want Peacock, I want this, I want that. And then I just want to pay one fee. So just add them up. And I know you can do some of that on Amazon Prime. They have HBO and they have Stars. So maybe that will happen. Maybe those are getting collected by Apple and Amazon and whoever else.
Yeah, I think on both Apple and Amazon, you can subscribe to almost everything except Netflix. So you can subscribe to almost everything right through Amazon. So you can use your normal Amazon setup to pay. It's in your Amazon subscriptions. And it's like, and you can cancel it right from there. You don't have to worry about. In fact, a lot of the apps on the Roku will let you subscribe directly from your Roku, and that puts it into your Roku account. So that could be also another option, is that you could go to your Roku account and sign up to everything there, so you're just getting charged once.
Yeah, I need to investigate that, because we have so many different things now. We have Hulu. I know you said you can't do Netflix, but we have Hulu, we have Netflix, we have CBS, we have HBO Max, we have Disney Plus, we have Apple Plus. I want to get Discovery Plus.
Yes.
I don't know, but there may be something on Peacock that I really want to see that I need to pay for. So at some point I may give in and subscribe to that. Mm-hmm. And it's all these different, and then all the newspapers I'm going to be subscribing to, and that stupid resume service that I subscribed to 2 years ago, and I keep paying a monthly fee and haven't canceled. No. I have so many subscriptions.
No, go pee. You'll be fine.
Is there ever anything that it's worth staying for? Is my question. Like,
no,
do you,
not really.
And it's recorded. If you really thought you missed something. Oh, I don't know if Auntie Scott's a member of Level 13, so...
Yes, of course he is.
Did he get the special feed?
Yes. He doesn't...
Oh, yeah.
He has the website.
That's how he checks to see if you've posted.
That's right. He uses the website, though. He doesn't use the feed.
Oh, he uses the website?
He doesn't use a podcatcher of any sort. He just goes He goes to the websites of the podcast and plays it from there.
I don't even know how to get to that.
It's so just take the feed address and just cut off the slash feed.
All right. That would make sense, wouldn't it? I don't have it in front of me. It's not important. I'm subscribed, so it's fine. I've seen the email that you've sent to people, and I sent you that link. So, and I can log in to the back end and see what the feed address is. I just...
Yeah.
It's don't fine. Need to do that.
No, you don't.
It's too much work. I'm already subscribed. I know. Although we're giving our secrets. If someone was able to figure it out, they wouldn't even need to subscribe.
Oh my God. They would rip us off.
They could bypass all of the security.
All the paywalls.
That's right.
All those big paywalls that we put up there. Big Fatty today from the site. You can't get Big Fatty today.
What happened to Big Fatty's site? Big Fatty said his site was down. He posted his show, but his site was down.
I have no idea. I don't go to his website because I don't go to any podcast website. Let's say Big Fatty. What is it? BigFattyOnline.com.
It's up.
Yeah.
But
end of year 13.
End of year 13.
Was that today? Yeah, February 5th.
Yeah, but earlier it didn't. For some reason, his show didn't post to podcatchers. And he made some statement on Twitter about, oh, yeah, my site went down or something.
You know, God damn it, we missed the perfect opportunity. When Scott said that, you know, he needed to get up and pee or whatever, we should have just about 20 seconds ago just started playing Fatty's show off of his website and then just been real quiet. And then Scott would come back in and go like, God damn it, it's back to playing Fatty on the feed.
But Andy Scott's not listening to the feed. He's listening to
Discord.
I know,
but he doesn't know that.
So wait a minute. Andy Scott at 9:33 said, if I go pee, am I going to miss anything? And then at 9:35,
yes,
he said, no, I didn't miss anything. I can't go to the bathroom and pee in 2 minutes and be back to where I was. There's no way.
Why?
I pee for a really long time. I must have a very
for
big bladder.
2 minutes?
Have you seen that Austin Powers movie,
yes,
the very first one?
Yes, I did.
That's me. That's me. I'm peeing for a long time. I can probably poop faster than I pee.
Well, you know, the hole's bigger, so it's like, I don't feel like this is a great comparison. It's like, proportionately, it's not the same amount of poop as it is pee.
Yeah, I drink a lot. I drink often, mm-hmm, and I must have a big bladder, and maybe I have a small urethra. I don't know, you know, and so it takes me a really... really long time to Auntie Scott says, especially in a non-working toilet. Adam, are you referring to the Adam story where I had
yes.
to transfer the poo from
yes.
one to the
everyone,
other?
Everyone is referring to the Adam story where you had to transfer the poo.
Yeah.
That's kind of like someone making a joke about a watermelon and you asking like, wait, are you talking about the time that I fucked a watermelon? It's like, yes. The answer is always yes. It is about the poop story, Adam. It's like anytime someone says anything to you about poop, it's always about the poop story.
There's not much that's happened to me recently that's really a golden nugget of a story, but I do have a couple, two or three different golden nuggets. Mm-hmm. Just, what are they called? Old chestnuts? They just keep coming back over and over again.
That sounds like crabgrass. That doesn't
They're
sound like
evergreen.
Chestnuts. They're evergreen.
People be telling their grandkids my stories. Well, if I eat too much rice, I guess my liver... Oh
so yeah, that's a good question. Lamont Cranston nuggets, wants to know if they pulled down your watermelon video when they were pulling down all the videos from Pornhub and all those places because of those lawsuits. Like, they've now taken down a lot of amateur porn videos in fear that they're going to get arrested for having a 13-year-old girl or something.
Oh, I didn't hear about that. And I don't know because I don't go to that site. So,
okay.
People think that, no, I'm saying, no, I don't have anything against that site.
I'm just saying.
That is not my, every time I looked, I had to search for it because I don't even remember how to log in. I don't remember what, I think I know the username, but I don't know what the password was. And so I have to go through this reset process and then it's just a pain in the butt. And I know what I look like. So I really haven't logged in. And I probably haven't logged into XTube since for 2 or 3 years. And
yeah, I just think it's an interesting question. Did they pull down? I don't know. I don't think anyone's checked.
I don't know.
Can we still make fun of you about that video if it doesn't exist anymore?
I don't even know if I could find it. I'm not sure. So Joe or someone asked me, did I take my videos down? I wonder if he actually had looked. Because let's see. I don't even know what my...
You don't need to own the video. You just need to find it and see if it's still listed. So whatever you search, just find it. Search for that.
It's almost impossible to find things on XTube. Also, I don't even know what email address I use.
If I go crap, am I going to miss anything?
Let's see.
Now
I'm not finding anything searching, but...
Okay.
I could probably at some point figure out... how to log back in, but I don't know what my user ID was. I don't know what my password was.
It's not important.
I don't know what email address it was tied to, and it was probably one we used for the Adam and Maddie show, so...
You probably have the original video somewhere. If you really wanted to put it back up, you could, but I'm just saying. I was just curious. It was a good question, Lamont. Don't let Adam shame you for asking that question.
I don't know. You guys used to pass around those links. Anytime someone in the June events or something would be like, what are you guys talking about? In 2 seconds, a link would show up in whatever chat room we were in.
It's true.
I figured someone had it bookmarked somewhere.
Well, Adam.
So Auntie Scott says if he goes and craps, is he going to miss anything? That. Well, oh, did you? I was said, not. Yeah, I was trying to find
not
a...
not paying attention to anything I was saying.
A watermelon video.
All right, are we ready?
It depends. Do you crap faster than I need to pee?
Okay, well then go pee, and then when you come back, I'll go and get a
and
beverage.
As we know, it takes me a while.
That's right. It's going to take you more than 2 minutes. Yeah. And when you come back, the Big Fatty Show will be playing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that means. So no, you're not missing anything, Auntie Scott. You just go ahead and pee. Don't care about that. Why would TikTok think I would care about the Pepsi halftime show?
Damn pool noodle? What are you doing with that? What a damn shaving cream slingshot! Don't open the door, lady. Don't open the door.
This is a really creepy photo, but I'm about to show you something even creepier.
Ah!
Okay, I get a lot of hair comments, so I'm gonna do a 360 of my hair. I was gonna wait because I'm about to get a haircut because it's too long on the top, so it's kind of flat, but I'm doing it anyways. This is my hair. Let me see how it looks in that, actually. Okay, yeah, so the back is flat as fuck, and so is the top, because it's too long, but oh well. If y'all want a hair care routine, I might do that too, because I feel like I didn't know how to take care of my hair for a long time, and now I do, so it looks like shit, but.
Well, that's a ringing endorsement for you. Hey guys,
I'm just very confused because I get quite a few amount of views on my videos.
Quite a few amount?
But none of y'all. Very select few take the time out of your day to actually double tap. So do I need to suck your Hey guys, I'm just very...
Just for that? I'm not double tapping it. What if you
had it all? So I have a chunk of dry ice from buying human organs off the black market, but I was thinking, how do you even get rid of dry ice? Like, it doesn't melt because it's literally frozen air and it repels water, which means it's homophobic. Oh wait, I mean hydrophobic. Anyways, I'm clinically stupid, so I broke a piece in half and plopped it in my toilet to see what would happen. And I was making these fun little bubbles, so I filled the bathtub and grabbed the rest of it and threw it in some water to see what would happen. And anyways, that was a mistake because I filled a whole shower up with gases and I remembered it's not frozen air, it's frozen CO2, and I was getting lightheaded and I wasn't trying to die. So
all these kids doing moonwalks now. It's like moonwalks was like really old. One.
Mount Everest 3D. It pretty much gives you the full.
Welcome to me watching TikTok. By the way,
my crew is going pretty good. Because we're now building a...
Okay. Sorry. I was... I'm going to go get a drink now.
Okay.
Which guy was an idiot? There were several guys that were idiots.
I see someone having sex with a head of cabbage. It's not me, but there's a cabbage here. There's a looks like an eggplant. Maybe it's not an eggplant. There's something purple in the background. I'm not sure what it is. But I'm looking. It's not actually, I didn't actually look on XTube. I just Googled it. And I'm seeing related videos on XTube. Now I'm curious if it's still there or not. But like I said, I don't even know how to log into that account. So it is what it is. There's somebody with a... So what were we what were you guys watching on TikTok? I have TikTok on my phone, but I didn't really get, for some reason that didn't really, it didn't really catch my interest. I tried it a few times, but I didn't really, I know people say, oh, I'm hooked. I'm addicted to TikTok, yada, 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 whatever. And I tried, I guess, to get addicted and I would try to flip through it when I went to bed or something like that. But maybe because I'm getting old or something, I just, I'm not, the technology doesn't impress me anymore. I scroll through Twitter a lot. So at bedtime, I'll scroll through my Twitter timeline, or I don't even do Instagram or Facebook, mainly only Twitter. And then occasionally Instagram, but not very often because now my family knows I'm on Instagram. So it lost its sheen. Mainly just Twitter. Oh, and I watch a lot of YouTube videos. But they're not really, I don't really watch any of those twinkie gay boy videos. I watch a lot of cooking stuff. Like I used to watch Bon Appetit. I don't really watch that as much anymore because
that's such a weird place to put that syllable there. Bon appetit. Bon appetit.
Bon appetit. I used to watch it more, but after the whole controversy around their treatment of BIPOC, I didn't even know that was a word, but or an acronym, but of Black Indigenous People of Color.
Yes.
And everybody leaving, they got new people in, and I don't really like many of the new people, and I don't find them very captivating on
camera. Because they're not white?
No.
And it feeds into your white nationalist views, so you're just like, I like this channel before they put all the brown people on it.
No, because some of my favorite ones were people of color who left. So it's not that. Sola left. And I love Sola. I watch her now on Food 52 and on Binging with Babish's channel.
And sometimes is there a law that says that all of these have to be illiterate? It's like
Food 52.
Whatever. It's just kind of like a sports team, right? All you need is a city name and a noun, and I'll pretty much believe anything you say. So it's just like, yeah, it's the Fayetteville Toasters. It's just like, great. Yeah, I'm sure that they're great.
I don't know. Anyway, no, I just don't enjoy it as much anymore. And
the Rogers Bed Springs. It's like, I love them. They're great. They're my favorite hockey team.
Claire, who did Gourmet Makes,
yes,
now has her own YouTube channel, and she gets more views than the Bon Appetit ones. And she mostly does recipes from her cookbook that she released in October.
Yes.
Which was a New York Times bestseller.
Oh, well, you should rush right out and buy that.
Oh, I already own it. Actually, it was a gift. Mark gave it to me for Christmas.
Wow, that was very nice of him.
So, and now I can't cook desserts because...
Right. Because you're a big fatty.
Yes.
Not you're not big fatty. You're
no
a,
big fatty is big fatty.
You're a big fatty.
That's yes.
Yeah. Because you're a big fatty.
Yeah.
Do you listen to their other show?
Gayish?
No. Fatty's other show.
No. I forget about it.
Yeah, I would tell you to listen to it, but Vader last week was just pretty cruel, man.
Cruel about who, me?
He's just, I don't listen to podcasts. I don't listen to any other podcasts. I don't listen to any of them. And it was like in this conversation where, and I was just like, wow. I don't know how I feel about a podcaster that doesn't listen to other podcasts. Cause that means that in your mind, you're so much better than everyone else that they need to listen to what you have to say. But you're not, you know, you can't be waste. You can't waste your time, you know, can't be bothered to waste your time listening to somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know Taffy doesn't really listen to podcasts either.
Yes, and I believe that statement holds true.
And, you know, I still listen to Pod as my co-pilot, but I know Taylor listens to podcasts, so I know at least a third of the three listens to podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to listen to every single podcast under the sun. That's not what I'm getting at all. But to immediately jump in and go like, it's just the dismissive way. Like, I don't listen to other shows. I couldn't possibly be bothered to listen to other shows. So.
Yeah, I understand the sentiment. I don't really hold it against people. I understand what you're saying, and it probably has crossed my mind before that, well, I'm not going to listen to that person if they're not going to listen to other podcasts.
Like,
but
I feel like I still want to have a feud with that other podcast.
She's not doing so well?
Yeah. I want to have a feud with them.
We were supposed to send them a commercial or something.
Yeah,
they
sent
us one, and then we never did that.
Well, we did play theirs.
You know what happens? We are the catalyst for a lot of podcasts, and they go off to be award-winning, thousands of listeners podcasts. And
who did that?
Loads of them.
Loads of them. I don't think any of them.
I mean, well, I guess we weren't the catalyst for Gayish, but
no, they existed outside of Pride 48, right?
That's
true. You guys found them.
Feast of no.
Feast of Fools had nothing to do with us. And Feast of Fools didn't have thousands of listeners.
Okay, I'm wrong.
I feel like a lot of shows like to pretend like they have thousands of listeners, and there's a lot of them that talk and act as though they have thousands of listeners. But, you know, we all have similar numbers. It's one of those things. It goes up and it goes down.
We made 50,000 in advertising revenue. But
the reason that I wanted to have a feud with She's Not Doing So Well is I think that they like radio, kind of like we like radio.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that would be fun to play, you know, kind of like that Opie and Anthony versus Stern kind of feud kind of a thing. It's like, it doesn't have to be real.
Do they listen to us?
I don't know.
Because you can't really have a feud if they don't listen to you.
I listen to their show. Oh my God, this Miz that they've added on there is just like, he's like a budget Joe Batanz.
Isn't Joe Batanz a budget Joe Batanz? they're stealing his shtick.
Oh my God. No, I'm going to use that as the tweet of the week right now.
I didn't tweet it.
I'm going to pretend as though it was tweeted in a response to my tweet of, hey, the Miz off of She's Not Doing So Well is really just a budget Joe Batanz. Adam Burns replied, isn't Joe Batanz a budget Joe Batanz? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
This headphone cord is driving me nuts. I'm not standing. I've been standing.
Maybe Bluetooth headphones.
No, because then there'll be a delay in the video, and that'll drive me absolutely bonkers. Why? Do you have Bluetooth headphones?
No, I would never.
Where's your cord?
By the way, are you recording?
Your cord is back behind you.
It's right here. No,
it's in front of you. Okay, right here. There it is. See, when I'm standing, I can throw it behind me. But when I throw it behind me when I'm sitting, my back hits it, and then I
But I mean, my mixer is literally right here. And
where? Right here?
Right here.